Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Inside Darley podcast. This is your host, Kevin Sofen, speaking. Today, we're going to sit down with the CEO of FireDex, Bill Burke, to give us some more insight into the brand FireDex. We're going to learn about when the company started, what are some of the core values of the company, what were some of the biggest breakthroughs and innovations that FireDex has brought to the fire industry over the years. We'll discuss some of the issues of cancer in the fire service, what FireDex is doing to combat that, along with some of the unique things that FireDex brings to the industry, from having some of the best reps and some of the happiest employees to bring the most value to the firefighters. We hope you enjoy listening and take care. Bill, how you doing, man?
I'm doing very good, Kevin. Thank you.
Glad to have you here. So tell me a little bit about yourself. When did you start working with the company? And then tell us a little bit about when FireDex started.
Sure. FireDex started in 1983, had offices in Cleveland, Ohio, and a factory in Rome, Georgia. I joined the company in 1984 as a salesman, and in 1989 became VP of Sales and Marketing and part owner of the business, and then eventually bought the business. We created a plant here in Medina, Ohio in 1996, and shortly thereafter shut down the Rome facility so that we were all under one roof here in Medina, Ohio.
That's awesome. And so throughout this whole process, tell me a little bit about some of these core products and these core values of FireDex that you guys have brought to the fire service over the years.
Well, the original product was gloves for firefighters, which is where the name FireDex came from. It's an abbreviation of firefighter dexterity. And FireDex was very well known in the 80s for our gloves. We expanded our product offering to include knit hoods, and then eventually turnout coats and pants. And one of the biggest sales still to date is for 19,000 coats that your international sales manager, Ron Voisard, got back in the late 80s. So 19,000 coats is still the largest order, as far as I know, in the U.S., any U.S. manufacturer has ever produced for any department in the world.
That's fantastic. Well, we got to find some more of those 19,000 unit orders.
That's exactly right. We'll get Ron Voisard on the next podcast.
Yeah, he needs to be sitting here. And throughout this whole process you've come on and you'd started off with gloves and hoods and now the PPE. Tell me about some of the innovations that FireDex has been involved with in terms of bringing some of the new technology to markets. And I know you guys are doing a lot with some of these new fabrics. So tell me about some of the innovation and the science behind some of the work that you guys do.
Sure. Since our early days, even as late as the late 80s, we were already purchasing automated cutting equipment, which was state-of-the-art back in the day. Today, automated cutting equipment is fairly used frequently in our business, but not universally. So we were on the cutting edge of that. In around 2000, we innovated again in manufacturing by utilizing a system called the Toyota Sewing System, or TSS, which provides team pay and incentives for individuals rather than just individual compensation. So our sewing staff produces things in a team in a single piece flow and are compensated based on both their productivity and quality, which has been very beneficial for both our associates and for our customers, because we were able to reduce our costs, add additional quality to our products, and not have to raise prices.
That's amazing. So you've done some unique innovations from the actual physical capital within your workflow, but then also with the human capital, finding ways to improve teamwork to ultimately bring more value to the customer.
Correct. Yeah, one of the first company picnics we had after instituting the TSS system, Toyota Sewing System, one of the husbands came up to me and said, "Bill, thank you so much for putting that in." And I was like, "I don't understand. Why are you telling me that?" He said, "Well, when my wife used to come home from sitting 8 hours a day hunched under a sewing machine, sitting in a chair all day, she would come home and hit the couch and I would throw the frozen food into the microwave. Now when she comes home, she's energized, she's lost 12 pounds, and she's cooking again." So he was very excited.
That sounds like a win-win-win for everyone.
It was. Absolutely.
That's really cool.
Some of the other innovations, Kevin, that we've done certainly is in the material world. When we acquired a company in 2015 called TechGen that had a patent on a very unique process for manufacturing a fiber that blocks heat significantly better than other materials in the fire service. In August of last year, we were able to introduce that same concept and technology into turnout clothing. So we acquired what we call TechGen 51, which is single layer garments, and now have TechGen 71, which is a structural turnout gear that offers 4 pounds lighter in a suit, but gives significantly better TPPs, THLs, and flexibility of the fabric. It's the most comfortable gear available in the world.
That's amazing. And so you mentioned the heat that this new material can stand up to, and obviously that's important for firefighters to be able to go into hot scenarios. But I know there's a lot of discussion right now about firefighter safety and firefighter cancer. How does this material fit into that role, and what is FireDex doing to help combat some of these concerns about firefighter cancer, and what can PPE do to help solve some of these problems?
Well, the first thing is letting fire departments purchase TechGen 51 for 90% of their calls, so that when they're at a car wreck or an extrication, or most of the calls that they go on are not structural fires, they can wear our single layer garment and not trash their structural gear. Secondly, because we took that same TechGen technology and put it into turnouts, we're able to offer a firefighter a significantly lighter suit with better protection than he's seen before, and that reduces significantly the cardiovascular strain on a firefighter. So, you know, if we start with cancer awareness and trying to make sure that the cancer suit is only used for structural firefighting, use TechGen 51 for 90% of your calls, but then when you do need to use your structural firefighting gear, wear TechGen 71, which will be significantly lighter, more breathable, and it significantly reduces the cardiovascular strain on a firefighter.
Okay, so that makes sense in terms of having a more ergonomical PPE for the firefighter for the specific mission set. That makes sense, I get it. But tell me a little bit more about, in terms of the actual material and how that the FireDex material, this TechGen material, how is that keeping some of the carcinogens out, and what is some of this, not only when they're using it, but things that firefighters can do to prevent some of these carcinogens from getting on their skin, and tell me maybe if they're a little bit more about how FireDex has approached that.
Sure. In order to prevent carcinogens from getting to the skin, FireDex introduced Nomex NanoFlex in knit hoods, which is the primary area of a firefighter's body which did not have a moisture bearer. There's moisture bearers in boots, coats, pants, and gloves, but there was nothing in the knit hood. So instead of introducing a moisture bearer, we introduced a woven fabric, 0.6 ounces per square yard, incredibly light material that was sandwiched in between the traditional layers of a knit hood that blocked 90%+ of all the carcinogens in smoke. So that's the primary thing we introduced in terms of offering a fabric solution for carcinogens. The TechGen 71 is primarily to avoid using structural firefighting turnout gear, which has carcinogens on it normally, for 90% of their calls, and only use the structural firefighting gear for firefighting. And we encourage all of our firefighter customers to wash everything after every fire.
Makes sense. And yeah, so I guess that's also part of the education of the customer of, hey, here's this particular PPE for this application, here's this other PPE for this other application. So, and then also just how to use it. So how do you guys approach firefighter education? And I mean, we know you have great products and it's done a lot, it can do a lot of good, but what type of firefighter engagement or education do you guys do to help the end user better use your product?
We do quite a bit. We have, in my opinion and in our distributors' opinions, the best sales force in the entire industry. And our sales force is the best educated. We have training sessions. As a matter of fact, we had one this week of our distributor sales reps where we had 20 or so folks here in Medina for several days of training on both of our product and our fabrics and all the attributes that FireDex brings to the table. We've also taken that training around the world for training sessions. We actually had one in the Chicagoland area last year sometime and trained fire departments on all the things they needed to know about what's coming out in new gear, what they need to do in terms of reducing carcinogens on firefighters, and what they can do to reduce the cardiovascular strain of firefighters with these heavy suits that have been developed over the years.
It's very awesome. Well, it's amazing what you guys continue to do, and I've enjoyed learning a lot about some of these innovations and these breakthroughs. But I think another thing that some of our listeners might be interested in is being a company that's been around for a while and you've had a lot of successes. Like, what have been maybe some of the obstacles that you've encountered as you've been introducing new innovations, and maybe any sort of situation where there was a pain point or an obstacle that you guys had to overcome as a company?
Well, 35 years ago when the company started, we were competing with three very old, larger companies. Those old, large companies are still stumbling along today, but we have enjoyed eating their lunch on a regular basis because they kind of got fat and happy, if you will, for lack of a better term. But on average, these three companies have been in business for over 120 years serving the fire industry. So we were the new kids on the block. We had to be better. We had to have better service. We had to have better quality. And we had to have better people because we needed to convert all of their customers to FireDex, which fortunately we have been quite successful at doing.
I like that. Yeah, you come into the market and you have a stronger sense of urgency and the hunger to not only bring better technology, but really the service side. And I think that
right.
that is shown through your dealers and on the training that you do that has kind of helped create, as Darley would call it, Darley demanders, but some FireDex demanders.
Correct, yeah. We're not number one yet everywhere in the world, but we're certainly trying harder to become that.
I like that. And tell me more about the FireDex expansion. I know you guys, you're located in Ohio and have been there and it's growing steadily, but there was a new recent expansion at your facility, wasn't there? Or is that upcoming?
No, it's actually completed. As I'm looking out my window, they're still moving dirt to pour concrete tomorrow for our outdoor patio. But yeah, we've doubled our facility just recently, broke ground in September of 2017, and have our ribbon cutting actually next month, where we'll have both Tom Darley and James Long here to help celebrate 35 years of growth and success, and the fact that we just recently doubled the entire facility, which is very exciting for us. We were renting a facility down the street from us for the last several years. We got into the boot business in 2010, which required us to inventory boots, so we needed a lot more space for that expansion, and just our continued double-digit growth has required us to not only go to a second shift, which we started 3 years ago, but now have a much larger footprint to continue to operate it.
So this new expansion, is it more manufacturing, more inventory, a little bit of both?
Yeah, it's more manufacturing, it's more inventory, it's significantly more offices. We built a large training room, which we didn't have ever in our past. So this week when we had the distributor sales reps here for training, we were able to do it in-house, which was significantly more efficient for our sales and marketing teams who are constantly doing other jobs while we're doing this extra training of distributor sales reps.
That's great. We'll keep the dealers happy, and that trickles down to happy customers of having better trained and educated people in the supply chain, as well as improving lead times, I'm sure, if you're going to have a larger inventory of some of the maybe more high-volume consumables like the boots or the gloves.
Exactly.
That's cool.
That's right.
One last thing I'd like to kind of dig into. I asked earlier about the largest obstacle, and you've given us some good insight to the company, but I wonder if you've got any particular story about FireDex and maybe a customer testimony you can think of or something about FireDex that maybe people don't know about FireDex. That's just something that highlights the brand or a story of the product or anything in particular you think that might be interesting to share here.
Sure. I can tell you that I'm very fortunate to have the competitors that I have because they've given me this opportunity to succeed. And the number one thing I hear time and time again from fire chiefs as to why they switched to FireDex, it's because of our people. You know, at the end of the day, there's only two companies that make moisture barriers. There's only three or four companies that make outer shells and thermals. There's only two companies that make reflective trim. So it's a very homogenous product, if you will. You know, ours is slightly different, just like a Nike is slightly different than an Adidas. But at the end of the day, it's the people that make the difference. We have some of the finest people that I know. I'm very, very proud, obviously, of our team. And we continue to refine our team and continue to build our team and continue to train our team to be the best. But when fire chiefs take the time to come up and tell me, Bill, you know, the reason San Antonio, Texas switched from the incumbent for the last 25 years to FireDex was because of your people. Your people not only said they were going to do a great job, they did a great job. And time and time again, Seminole County, Florida, there's so many departments all over the world that have come up to me to take the time to share with me the reason they switched from one of those other evil empires to join the friendly people at FireDex. It's very exciting for me.
I like it. Well, I think in all business, sometimes human capital is maybe one of the most underutilized assets. And if you've got happy employees, which you do, it obviously trickles down to a good customer experience. So it's great to hear about how that has turned into one of your unique value propositions to firefighters who are using FireDex gear.
That's exactly right.
Cool. Well, if people want to learn more, they can obviously go on eDarly and go to the FireDex page. But if they want to learn more about FireDex or get in touch with someone on your marketing team, how would they go about finding more information?
Go to our website. We have a link called Our Team, which lists the 40 or so sales, marketing, and executive staff at FireDex that are the movers and shakers that make sure the several hundred sewers have full-time jobs and continue to work overtime and 6 days a week like we have been for the last year and a half.
Great. And would that be FireDex.com?
Yes, it would.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. We'll also be available on the eDarly page. Please visit us there. And Bill, just really appreciate your time here today, learning about the background of FireDex, about you, and a lot of the innovations that you've done to help make firefighters safer and allow them to do their job better. So we thank you for that.
And we thank W.S. Darley for being FireDex's longest customer, enjoying a relationship with Darley for all 35 of our 35 years in business. So thank you for that, Kevin.
No problem. Well, let's keep it going for another 35 and then some. And congrats on the expansion. And I will be there in spirit when the ribbon cutting is happening.
Excellent. I appreciate that.
No problem. All right. Take care.
Thank you.